Today is the disappearance day of Sanatana Goswami, and what is also known as Guru Purnima, or Guru Puja, the worship of the spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada points out that Sanatana Goswami is the embodiment or the ideal Diksha Guru. He teaches us how to establish our relationship with Krishna, and therefore the most suitable form of way of doing Guru Puja today is to hear about Sanatana Goswami, our Shiksha Guru. Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghuyago Sri Jiva Gopalako. We're all Rupa Goswamis, therefore Lord Rupa Goswami's name comes first. Vande Rupa. If I said Rupa Goswamis, that's wrong. We're Rupanugas. And as is Srila Sanatana Goswami, however, Sanatana Goswami being the eldermost and the spiritual master of Rupa Goswami, therefore his name comes second, so that we know that his importance supersedes those of other Goswamis. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyago Sri Jiva Gopalako. Sanatana Goswami, along with Rupa Anupam, were born in a very high Brahmin family. Although later on they were thrown out by the caste-conscious Brahmins, Smarta Brahmins, because they took up employment from Nabab Hussain Shah, and someone who was working for Malechas Yavanas. They were also considered to be Malechas and Yavanas. So strict was the Brahmin culture at that time. And Sanatana Goswami, being highly trained, very intelligent, very learned, he became the prime minister of the Nawab, which is an indication of how expert he was. Generally speaking, these Muslim rulers were extremely political, and they dispersed administrative posts to family members, people they thought that they were most likely to be able to trust, although those family members also ended up often killing their kings. So to give such a position of eminence to a Hindu really indicates how closely attached the Nawab was to Sanatana Goswami, particularly because of his expertise, his purity of heart, and so on. But even while residing in Ramakeli, Sanatana Goswami, along with his other brothers, was always a devotee of the Lord. He regularly heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Vaishnava Brahmins. He constructed a small replica of Vrindavan at Ramakeli, which is there at the present time. Shyamakund, Radhakund installed deities, worshipped them, and they already began their mission of writing. In fact, I believe it's either Hamsadutta or Uddhav Sandesh was already composed by Rupa Goswami while he was at Ramakeli. When news came of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, then Rupa and Sanatana immediately decided to leave to meet the Lord. They had some exchange of letters with him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came as far as Ramakeli on his first attempted visit to Vrindavan, and then from there he went back under the advice of Sanatana Goswami, which shows how much Sanatana Goswami was appreciated and loved by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. so many people were following Lord Chaitanya, masses, that when he finally arrived at Ramakeli, then the Navab, just by seeing the influence Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and others, thought that this person cannot be an ordinary person, he must be a prophet, even if he's not God himself. Still, Sanatana Goswami was quite worried that the Navab's mind could change, because after all, he was an unpredictable person, being a meat-eater and a king. So he warned Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about too many public displays in his Sankirtan. And furthermore, he also told him that if one goes to Vrindavan, one should go there to be able to meditate upon Krishna, to be able to be absorbed if someone is followed by so many other people, so many followers who are making both a tumult and at the same time who, by their own different degrees of Krishna consciousness, may limit one's own ability to be absorbed, then that will be a real handicap. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Sanatana Goswami's advice and returned to Puri. On his next trip there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Sanatana Goswami, who by this time had forcibly escaped from the Navab. The Navab didn't want to let him go. In fact, he put him in prison. Still, Sanatana Goswami was able to bribe his way out and by foot went all the way to Puri, which is really quite a long distance. Ramakeli is in the north of Bengal, and Orissa is south of Bengal, and then Puri is in the middle of Orissa. So fearing the highways, Sanatana Goswami took the byway and even risked his life. At one point, he was almost going to be assassinated by a hotelier or a guest housekeeper. Finally, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Varanasi, and there we read of their meeting, as well as the instructions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Sanatana Goswami. These are really the kernel or the basis of our Krishna conscious philosophy. Sanatana Goswami was also at that time given the order to write Hari Bhakti Vilas for the benefit of the devotees, and he was also told to go to Vrindavan. And after that, Sanatana Goswami lived in Vrindavan, traveled throughout the different places. He, amongst other places, lived in Gokula. There's a cave there near the hill, at the foot of the hill upon which Nanda Bhavan was situated. He lived at Nandagram near Pavana Sarovara. His Bhajan Kutir is there. He lived at the Dwadasa Ditya Tila, at the hill at which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually came to visit, where Madan Mohan Temple is situated in Vrindavan. And he lived by the bank of Manasiganga, at a place which is known as Chakleshwar Mahadev. So all of these places were the places of residence for Sanatana Goswami. And he was also very loved. He wouldn't just stay in these places, but he traveled. He visited the Brijbasis, knew them by name, knew of their interests, their family members, the crops which they were planting and harvesting. He was a sadhu, and very much liked by all of them. And while living in Vrindavan, then he wrote this Hari Bhakti Vilas, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which has been translated and commentated upon us by Gopi Pranadan Prabhu, and printed by the BBT, very wonderful book. And then at this time, on the Purnima day, he left his body in Manasiganga. He would do Govardhan Parikram every day, and not only the Parikram that we do, but he would do the Parikram, which is called the long Parikram, which is almost twice as large as the present one, until finally Krishna himself gave him a large Shila, Girira Shila, with his footprint on it, which is found in the Radha Damodar temple. And Sanatana Goswami would do parikram by going around that Shila three times. When he left his body, all the sadhus, all the residents of Vrindavan, were all in great mourning. Sanatana Goswami's body was brought from Govardhan to Vrindavan, and at the foot of that Dwadasadityatila hill, where Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan is situated, Sanatana Goswami's samadhi is there. Very wonderful place, peaceful place. Devotees can go there, offer their obeisances. Today, at his disappearance, we should pray to Sanatana Goswami for our proper sambandha, proper connection to be established with Lord Krishna, and our proper understanding of the process of devotional service, that may also thrive, and that by his blessings we may advance more and more in Krishna consciousness through the mercy of his representative, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Sanatana Goswami, Prabhupada ki jai.